ABC Radio Australia.
Well, as the world debates the next round of climate action and the talks underway at the moment in Poland, new figures from the Asian Development Bank have revealed the financial impact of natural disasters on Pacific nations. The investment body's latest Pacific Economic Monitor has put six island states at high risk of struggling to repay their loans. And as Anthony Stewart reports, natural disasters and climate change are a driving force in those debt levels.
Cyclone Pam left a trail of destruction across the Pacific in 2015.
Vanuatu, devastated after monster cyclone Pam tore through the remote chain of islands.
It also unleashed a debt explosion. Figures released by the Asian Development Bank show that in the wake of Pam, Vanuatu's debt level soared from 24.1% of GDP in 2014 to 46.1% in 2016. It's just one example of the bank's growing concern about the impact cyclones and climate change are having on Pacific debt levels. Kara Tonino is an analyst with the Asian Development Bank.
Many Pacific economies are very vulnerable to disasters and the effects of climate change. Besides directly damaging property and crops and, you know, resulting in loss of human life, it also causes economic losses because it compels these countries to divert their resources towards rebuilding.
Samoa, Tonga, Vanuatu and Tuvalu have all experienced devastating cyclones in the last decade, forcing massive increases in national debt. Now, the ADB is forecasting that preparing for these disasters will cost between 5 and 20% of the GDP across the Pacific.
You're going to have to climate-proof whatever infrastructure you're going to put in place to make sure that it doesn't get damaged with the next disaster. So the preventive measures in themselves, they come at a cost. We're estimating, I think it might cost the equivalent of 5 to 20% of GDP in most Pacific economies.
The scenario is pushing more states towards debt distress.
We have six economies that have been assessed to be at high risk of debt distress. So that would be Kiribati, the Marshall Islands, the Federated States of Micronesia, Samoa, Tonga and Tuvalu.
When compared to developed nations, the ADB figures show debt levels in the Pacific remain relatively low as a percentage of GDP. But the Deputy Director of ANU's Development Policy Centre, Matthew Dornan, warns there's little room to move.
That's the issue we need to bear in mind. If you look at debt to GDP ratios for the Pacific, they're generally not that high if you compare with other countries around the world. However, what places these countries in high levels of debt distress isn't so much the value of the loans that they're taking on, but rather their other circumstances. So the fact that they are highly vulnerable to disasters, to climate change, the fact that they have very small, narrow, undiversified economies that can be severely impacted by disasters.
As global leaders struggle to agree on what action to take on climate change at COP24 in Poland, those facing the brunt have more pressing needs. The Prime Minister of the Cook Islands, Henry Puna, told the gathering his nation wants financial support now.
We have the will and determination to build our resilience, but climate finance is fundamental to realising our objectives. We have taken small steps by receiving accreditation for direct access to the Green Climate and Adaptation Funds, but that is only part of the challenge. Loss and damage must be given far greater priority.